Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Features, a program that gives you interesting people, interesting experiences, all here on Strong Tower Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about home cooking with Chef Larche. It's a program that's produced at Campus Abo by a team of people, and some of them are with us today. I'd like to introduce who we have on this program. Chef Larche, you're the star of the show. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting us to this program, and we are excited to be with you guys.
And your assistant host on that program, Cooking with Chef Larche, is Emily Graham. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you all.
And our listeners may recognize that voice. She did the reading of Ministry of Healing and has done different spots over the last few years. So welcome back, Emily.
Thank you.
And then we also have in our studio here Samuel Gervin, and he's a writer, photographer from Lake City, Michigan, with the Michigan Conference and Lake Union Herald as a contributing writer and photographer, as well as your associate producer of Home Cooking with Chef Larche.
That's right. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Why don't you lead us off with a word of prayer, and then Samuel, and then we will talk about this program.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we are all able to be here today and learn about this program and the many people that it's impacted. We ask that you would bless us as we talk about this and guide our conversations. In your name, amen.
Chef Larche, I'd like to start with you and explain to our listeners, if they haven't seen your program, what your program is and where they can view it.
Okay, our program is live. First of all, it's very fun, very interactive. The reason why we want to do live is just to at home when a wife or a husband or anyone that cook at home, they make mistakes. They do things that they wish that nobody knew about. So this program is about this. It's like how to do step-by-step cuisine, cooking with a chef, and you will see us making mistakes, you will see us things falling on the floor or burning, and but how to recuperate all those things, how to utilize those errors and make it a wonderful experience. So the Camp Cuisine, this cooking class is really a step-by-step cooking with a chef, with an apprentice also. Emily, she's my apprentice there. And we have fun. The kitchen is really interactive, and it's a lot of fun. You should look at it. Camp Cuisine on YouTube, or also on Facebook, Camp Cuisine. And Samuel will talk to you more about this. He's the programming director also. And also we have like a mini nugget health lectures by Nadine, or when she can, by my wife. And also Pastor Benson also do like a 5 minutes spiritual nuggets, and it's really interactive, it's really fun, and people are responding very well to this. So it's a whole holistic approach. The physical, the mental, and the spiritual is being rich in three dimensions, but yet it's very, very profound, very interactive, and very fun at the same time.
Well, you know, Chef, I failed to introduce you. I just say Chef, and that just is enough. But some of you don't know, he is the chef at Camp Asabo. And he also, that's up in Grayling, Michigan, and he's also the manager of Nature's Nest. It's a food store and gift store at the camp. Miguel was born at Fort France in Martinique, and he was a chef, was studied in Martinique as well as France, and he took courses in France and learned vegetarian cuisine. He served in restaurants back in universities in France, Germany, and the United States. And prior to coming to Michigan, he was the owner of the Garden Grill Cafe, a vegan restaurant in Wichita, Kansas. I know that the campers year-round enjoy your cooking at Camp Asabo in Grayling, Michigan. Let's go, Samuel, why don't you give the background of this program so our listeners understand where it came from and what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. So it's a program that's been a long time, you know, it was a long time in the making, and the idea was born out of COVID. During COVID, we had the shutdowns. We couldn't go anywhere.
So there was something good came out of COVID?
Right, right. And that's, you know, it's a lot of good things came out of COVID. COVID was a good restart, and we had some good ideas come out of that. And one of those was from our executive producer, Pastor Bob Benson. He's the pastor of the 13th Street Church in Cadillac, Michigan. And he decided to start thinking about doing some healthy cooking classes with Chef Miguel. And once he decided that, he reached out to me and he said, well, let's talk about this from the production side. We want to go up there to camp. We want to do this monthly. We want it to be live. And we want to educate people about a holistic lifestyle and the wholesome, tasty benefits of healthy cooking and living. And so we decided to do that in a virtual online program that people can watch in their living rooms or that they can cook with us. And that's ultimately our goal, to have them to cook with us in their kitchens with us. And he contacted me and he said, let's do this. And we started in February of last year, which is 2021. And we just started. We had our first season from February to May that year, and then from September through May this 2021, we had our second season, and now we're heading into our third season.
That's right, and folks, we're doing this program in advance so that you can be looking forward and participate live. Of course, they can go back, I assume, and look at previous episodes.
Absolutely.
But get your cooking supplies out and such. Tell us how do you go about doing this cooking school? I understand you're at the camp. You're in one of the kitchens. There's a couple kitchens on campus, commercial kitchens. So, Chef, how do you go about doing that?
The locations, the site actually, on the set, we go to Cedar Lodge. I don't know, those who come to Camp Osabo, they probably it's a small kitchen. We're looking for a place where it can be cozy and like somebody can feel like that can be their kitchen at the same time. So the main kitchen is very industrial, but this one is kind of small and cozy. And I think also the background is really nice. So and that's why we choose this site, this set. And so what we do, we plan in advance. Month ahead of us, and so we plan our menus, and I talk to Emily and say, okay, what do you like to do, Emily? And so we have some idea of browsing some ideas, and like example, the August 30th, we have enchiladas. Quite a few people, and also listen to our listener or our viewers. And they mentioned also the dishes that they would love to see, like lasagna last time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were asking for lasagna. Mm-hmm.
You all come up with some good ideas.
Yes, and please continue to give us ideas, everything like this. We'll be happy to try to incorporate it into our schedules. Like enchiladas, quite a few people ask for enchiladas. So we say, okay, why not doing enchiladas for them? And because they ate it at Camp Osabo, they like it to say, oh, I would love to know this recipe. So that's also the things. And this is the way we go about most of the time.
You know, I've seen some people that they actually like exercise programs. They do certain routines and stuff. So that's what I'm envisioning your cooking show must be. This is like a cooking routine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just thinking, folks, why don't we make this real? I mean, you guys are used to doing it during your program. Why don't you give us a demonstration on radio and living color, as they like to say. So, Chef, how would you open up the program? And Emily, how would be the banter between the two of you as you go about cooking? And what do you plan to cook for today on today's Strong Tower Radio Home Cooking with Chef Larche?
Thank you, everybody, for coming. We're so glad that you're here.
I'm so glad that you all came, and it's exciting for us to show you something great and amazing today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Emily, for coming with me.
Yes, I'm so excited to cook.
I'm excited for you to learn a few things today.
Me too.
Have you ever done a butternut squash soup?
I haven't, actually. That sounds really good, especially for fall.
Yes, and this is a comfort food. I really love it. Mm. And also, I think most people are afraid to use butternut squash. Do you know why?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I haven't used it. Maybe just because I can't think of a lot of things to do with it. Maybe, I don't know.
It's hard to peel.
It's hard to peel.
They love to decorate it for the fall. Oh. Everything. People love decorate squash, but how many people love to make squash?
Right.
As they buy it from the cans, it's easier. But the flavor is incredible. I love butternut squash. You can mix it actually, acorn squash, butternut squash, all the squash together to make this soup.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be only butternut squash.
Okay.
So let's start first. So we're going to start with the leeks. I think, what do you know what is a leeks?
Yes, I have used leeks before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Leeks is it's a family, onion family, and you have a lot of depth of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
The French using it a lot. So we're going to chop it up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I open it. You have to cut it open and wash it under the water.
Okay.
Because it's very... Okay, we want to wash it well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, after this, because there is a lot of dirt in it. Okay, so you wash it now.
Okay.
Let's cut it.
Okay.
And the water is, we bring the water to the boil already, and so everything's nice. Okay, just put now the legs into the, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's do, after the legs, we can do celery. Celery and legs goes well together. I love to put celery in my soup.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for those who are allergic to celery.
Oh.
But I really love it. Okay, so
yeah,
let's wash it and let's put it there also.
Okay.
Okay, it's already pre-washed actually. Make sure your knife, your finger is well placed.
Oh.
Okay. So you don't want you to cut yourself.
Thanks.
Okay.
Save the fingers, people.
That's
save
the fingers. Leave the tip of the knife always glued to the cutting board, okay?
Oh.
Okay, perfect. And do a sliding motion. Yes, perfect.
Got
just
it.
Like that. Awesome. Wow, if you can see this guy. She's a professional at this. I'm so excited to see this. Okay.
It helps me learn this stuff.
Yes,
I
think you're getting better. You are like a pro now with your last skill. After three seasons. Yes, you're there. Okay, let's put the celery inside.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And now a little bit of potato just to give it bring to the soup together. So we're going to put peel the potatoes.
Okay.
And now let's peel it and let's cut it. Okay, you ready? Okay, that's cube. I want it cube. Everything is in cube, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'm watching you.
Okay, perfect. Nice.
Give him a little slow.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, so good. That's so fun. Okay, now let's put it in.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So the water is boiling, everything is smelled. Does it smell good? It's incredible. I love the smell of this thing. And now let's put the butternut squash in. No, let's put the butternut squash in.
Okay.
Okay. It's already pre-cut, so we put it in. Stir it well, Emily. So okay. Now the butternut squash is. And now these herbs that is best to put in advance and these herbs that is best to put after.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the one that you put first?
Garlic?
Garlic. You can put garlic, yes. You can put garlic little bit before and after. It's more a condiment. But rosemary.
Okay.
What about rosemary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rosemary, that's amazing.
Yeah, rosemary is woody, so it's best to put in advance. As soon as you start cooking,
okay.
the flavor will last through the process, okay?
Oh, okay.
But if you put like basil or tarragon, the Met family, as soon if you put it too early, you won't have any flavor or the after it's finished. After 30 minutes, it's like wasting your money.
Okay,
so it's best to wait like 5 minutes before you finish. You put your tarragon and your basil. Okay, so let's put the rosemary now. Let's chop those rosemary. Okay, and the garlic also. We're going to put it straight into the soup. Okay, okay. This soup will take about 20 minutes to cook. Okay, perfect. Can you smell the rosemary? Rosemary is like my favorite herbs. I wanted to call my daughter Rosemary.
Aww.
But I don't think my wife was not into it. So we call her Hadassah. Okay, so let's put some rosemary. We'll put under rosemary. Mm-hmm. And we're saying also, and also we're going to put some coconut milk. Okay? Ooh, after the soup is almost tender, we're going to add the coconut milk. Okay? Yes.
Okay.
Let's open the can. Oh. Okay? And put it in. All
right.
Okay? Perfect. All right?
Hmm.
Okay. Awesome. So we're going to put about 40 tablespoons of coconut milk for this is like the for about four servings. This soup for four servings. So 40 tablespoons is fine. Not too much coconut milk. And then a little bit of salt and
Some salt.
Go ahead. Yes.
Just a little pinch.
Okay. Yes. Like just to taste. You like garlic also. So if you think it's not enough garlic, just put more. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let's say. Okay. I have some of the soup going very well now. Mm-hmm. So let's add the tarragon and voila. And let's give it a taste.
Okay.
Do you have a spoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let's taste it. The flavor is getting there, all coming well together. Mm-hmm. You know, exciting. Oh man, I really like this. And I think it'd be a good soup for the fall.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very comforting. And you finish a day of work and you have a soup like this.
I'm ready for supper.
It's incredible. And some baguette or something was to bread.
Yeah.
And okay, we're going to let it simmer a little longer. And then after that, I think we're done after this.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a very simple soup. Everyone can follow it. Mm-hmm. And you guys, viewers, you can surely do this. And when you make your soup, please let us see it.
Yeah.
Take a picture and we'd love to see what you have done. And we'll be excited to share it to others. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are just plain awesome because you did that under most unusual circumstances there. I have a question share with our audience that you're working towards a live studio audience. Did you have one in the past, or is this something new with Samuel? Why don't you answer that question?
So we are actually, this is new with our third season. We have...
Got to do something new every year, right?
Right, exactly. So we've decided to bring in a small in-studio audience because we really like to interact with people. You know, during COVID, we couldn't do that. But now we're seeing, you know, that we can do things again. And it's a pretty important part, that face-to-face interaction. And so we think that'll add immense quality
to
our broadcast.
And I'm wondering, Samuel, how do people sign up for that? After hearing this demonstration here, how do they go about doing this?
So they can visit our website, campcuisine.org. And right at the top there, it's going to have a countdown listing how long it will be until the next broadcast. And there will be two links to click.
Okay.
You can click the first link to find out more about the online broadcast. And the second link, you can reserve a spot at the in-person studio audience.
And that in-person, of course, will be up at Camp Asabo in Grayling, Michigan. And they'll give you directions once you... reserve. So a new frontier for next level. Chef, have you ever done such a program before you did the home cooking with Chef Larche? Was this your first, or you're an old pro at it?
No, that's how many cooking classes I've done through the years? Hundreds. Hundreds cooking class. But my first, actually, with an assistant. And I think the reason why I took the assistant is just to show that everyone can cook. And she's an incredible teacher also, and she's willing to learn, and she have like a desire to improve anything. And it's fun to be with Emily. And I think without her on the set, the cooking class would not have been the same. She bring a dimension of this class. She's vibrant, and a lot of people comment how she they relate to her and what the mix was
burning the food
whatever. And I think that's a big dimension into our success and how the Lord bless also. It's a whole team together. Mm-hmm. Samuel, Pastor Benson, and Nadine. It's all of us doing this. And we thought one is missing, it's not the same. So mm-hmm. And praise the Lord for gathering this team. It's God's hands actually who did this.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It's just perfect. And yes, I've done many cooking classes in my life. It's not my first one, but in this way, it is the first time.
So I got a question for Emily. What did you learn since you've been the host?
I think I've learned to laugh at myself when cooking and realize that it's okay, like, to not be great or perfect at it. And I can learn. And I have learned some knife techniques as well. And just seasonings that go well together and, you know, how to make a really good pot of beans. I think that was one of our first classes. And the beans were so delicious. So I just love learning. Yeah, I've learned a lot because every time we do a new recipe, every time we do a cooking show, I learn something new, some new recipe or some new technique. So I love it. And it's just fun. I love working with everybody.
Do you ever have this experience that when you're cooking, you say, after working with him, this will be your third season, that this is how Chef would do it?
Yeah, the way he cuts an onion. Every time I go in, I'm like, wait, how do you do that? But then I'll try it at home, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm doing it right. Because I love the way it's a great way to cut it. But yeah, no, I think just tasting the things and but also just having a cheerful attitude when cooking. Like, cooking can be fun. It can be creative. And really, it's awesome to use the plants that God has made, because they're just so delicious when you make them that way. So, yeah.
So we have a question here. This one's for Samuel. Has any of this rubbed off, and are you now going to cook in this season? I think that this should be the grand finale, is teaching Samuel to cook.
So I've learned a lot. I've gotten a lot of good recipes too, being on the production side of it, but I haven't cooked on the show yet. I've always been there after the cooking. I do the on-air Q&A, but
we got him speechless here.
Hey, you know, I wanted to say, you know, when you think of learning new things, I was just thinking of the cooking, but I always learn something new during the health lectures.
Yes.
And even during the spiritual thought, like, yes, that has been, yes, super beneficial for me, just being there and hearing Nadine or other lecturers speak. I think Vicky came in one time, and hearing Pastor Benson or others speak, that has been awesome. Yes, I always am encouraged to continue on with a healthy lifestyle through that.
Yes.
So what feedback have you got from your listeners, either spiritually or nutritionally or just techniques of cooking?
Samuel, this is for you.
Oh, well, we've gotten a lot of really great feedback.
Because you're doing that, the Q&A or the feedback.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and usually I'm the one that monitors all of the online side of it. So we've gotten a lot of really good feedback. We have had a lot of people say that they've learned a lot, that they learned things that they didn't know before. There were cooking or food combinations that they weren't aware that even existed or that they could do. I know we did something on jackfruit, and here just a little bit ago, and a lot of people reached out and said that this is a really good recipe. I've been wanting to know about this, and I didn't know how. And then, of course, there's the technique side of it. People, you know, have also learned how to do things, you know, easily without burning themselves out. And it's something that I've heard a lot of really good feedback on. And of course, the health lectures, people really like those because it puts evidence with the method. You know, they say there's a method to the madness. There's also evidence to it. Okay. And it works out very nicely to have that there. And it people identify with it. They take that information and they live by it.
Well, you know, the half hour has gone very, very quickly. So people will want to know several things in this windup about the season, when it kicks off, what time, how to become a part of the audience. Some people may drive from a long ways just to be a part of this studio audience. So give us the details.
Yes. So our first episode is on August 30th. It's at 6:30 p.m. And you can watch that on our Facebook page. That's Camp Cuisine on Facebook. And you can also watch it on YouTube at Camp Cuisine. If you're having trouble finding it on YouTube, you can just find it by searching Home Cooking with Chef Miguel Larche or Home Cooking with Chef Miguel or anything of that nature. And it's a really easygoing program that you can just watch and join and participate in. And of course, if you want to join our in-person audience, you can visit our website, www.campcuisine.org, and there's a link there right at the top that you can click and reserve your seat and join us in the studio. And we're cooking enchiladas. We're doing a very nice Latin food theme.
That's episode two?
Yes, this is episode one. This is our first episode on August 30. And so we'd be delighted if you would join us for that.
Well, it's been having a pleasure. I'm glad we kind of pushed it to the limit there of reality cooking and with Emily and Chef Larche. And thank you, Samuel. It's been a pleasure to have you all on the program. And again, August 30th at 6:30 p.m., you can look at the Facebook channel of Camp Cuisine or Home Cooking with Chef Larche. Look for it and be a part of the audience. It's been a pleasure to have Chef.
Thank you.
And yes. Emily.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been great.
And Samuel.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
You have a great season, and we'll see where the Lord takes us with this program.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, you've been listening to Strong Tower Radio Features with your host, Tom Majeure. Bye now.